AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Donald Trump has canceled a rally in Chicago as protesters flooded the area inside and outside the arena. Michael Tyner says he's glad he and the others stopped the rally.
The protest was a success. I think Donald Trump got the message beforehand. He paid a lot of money to be here. So it was a success. He got the message. He didn't show up.
Fellow Republican candidate Ted Cruz tells reporters,
"This is a sad day. Political discourse should occur in this country without a threat of violence, without anger and rage and hatred directed at each other."
Flash flooding caused by more than a foot of heavy rain has killed at least three people in Louisiana. Juanette Graves tells WVUE,
"It come up quick. We didn't hardly have a chance to do anything. They told us to get our stuff and get out."
Thousands of people have been forced from their homes in Louisiana. Rising water is threatening a number of neighborhoods in and around Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Flooding is also expected in coastal areas of Alabama, including Mobile and communities along Mobile Bay. President Obama tries to walk a line between the needs for law enforcement and privacy advocates when it comes to having access to smartphones and other data. Mark Smith has more.
The president says he agrees with privacy concerns and doesn't know what the technical answer is, but he says there must be a balance, and the absolutist position of no government intrusion can't stand.
It's fetishizing our phones above every other value.
Speaking to a tech audience at the South by Southwest Festival in Texas, he said there has to be some concession. Obama says defending encryption so strong even authorized police or spy agencies can't break it would be like giving everyone a Swiss bank account in their pocket. Mark Smith at the White House.
This is AP Radio News. Obama administration sources say Secretary of State John Kerry is not likely to meet a March 17th deadline to decide to formally declare the Islamic State group is committing genocide in its attacks on Christians and other religious groups in Syria and Iraq. The Catholic organization, the Knights of Columbus, has released a report naming at least 1,100 Christians killed by the group. It also documents rape, kidnappings, and expulsion of Christians and other religious minorities. The UN Security Council has approved a resolution condemning the growing problem of sexual abuse by UN peacekeepers, especially those in the Central African Republic and Congo. U.S. Ambassador to UN Samantha Power says people should be able to trust the peacekeepers.
They see a peacekeeper coming their way. They think, this is someone who's going to help me. They don't think, I gotta run, this is somebody who's gonna rape me. That's not what they think. That's not what they should ever think.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.